Engle Brothers Ford in Farina treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Engle Brothers Ford in Farina encourages you to browse their online inventory, EngleBrothersInc.com, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. That's Engle Brothers Ford in Farina, across from South Central High School.
For any electrical issues, the call to make is ADS Electric in downtown Vandalia. Whether it's residential, industrial, or commercial, ADS Electric is the call to make. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Give them a call, 618-283-2171. That's 618-283-2171 for ADS Electric, or visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Again, that's 283-2171 for ADS Electric in Vandalia.
We move on to the top of the fourth inning. And it will be the 8-9-1 for MBK. Mara Fields, Gia Rush, and then back to the top of the order in Marley Lizzie. South Central has cut it to a 4-3 ball game. That pitch misses outside from Annie Ruhal. Mara Fields struck out back in the second. The next pitch to her is low for a ball. One and oh. The pitch on the way, and it's popped up. Foul ground. First baseman over, makes the catch. And there's one out. So one out. And Gia Rush will be the hitter. Gia Rush will be the hitter. She steps in with nobody on and one out for MVK here in the top of the fourth inning. The first pitch to her, swinging a line drive, base hit into left field over the outstretched glove of Ryland Williams and into left field for the base hit. So a one-out single. Gia Rush, she singled her last time up, so she's 2-for-2 on the day. And now Marley Lizzie will step in for MVK. She's 1-for-2. She singled, stole a base, and came around to score back in the second. Runner on at first, one out. The pitch, low and in the dirt. Good job by Opie Lowry to stop that, keep it in front of her. Oh, and one. 1-0, I should say. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Runner on at first for MVK. The 1-0 pitch. That is a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike on Marley Lizzie. Pitch to the plate. Way high. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1. South Central got three runs in the bottom of the third to cut it to 4-3. That's where we're at right now in the top of the fourth. Pitch. It is high, and it is 3-1. Three balls and a strike. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. On Marley Lizzie, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Shortstop charges. Flips on to second for one. So there are two down. So fielder's choice. And Lizzie will run the bases at first with two down. So Rush retired at second as Williams flipped on to Chasteen to get the force out at second, and there's two gone. So Kenley Krueger steps in. She is 2-for-2 with an RBI and a run score. The first two are here. Swing and a tapper foul. She's a little bit out in front. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. We're in the top of the fourth inning. MVK leading South Central 4-3. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive into center field. That is a base hit. On to third is Lizzie. And on to second on the throw is Krueger. So it'll be second and third with two down for MVK. Good base running by both of them. And it's second and third, two down, and now Amelia Weber, the opposing pitcher, will step in for MVK. Left-handed batter, she's one for two. Singleton scored back in the first. First pitch to her here. Swinging a ground ball to first. First baseman gloves, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. So MVK gets a couple on base, but they cannot score. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. MVK leads South Central 4-3. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel at Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
For the bottom of the fourth inning, South Central trailing 4-3. It'll be Alexa Guile, Opie Lowry, and Skylar Webster, the 8-9-1 to bat for South Central here in the bottom of the fourth. South Central now trailing 4-3, getting those three runs in the third, and then MVK had scored in the first three innings, but they did not score in the top of the fourth. And second and third, two out. But South Central kept them scoreless, so that is where we're at. So a 4-3 ball game as we play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. On a very blustery day here in Normal at their Champions Field complex. And 1A, 2A, and 3A state tournaments all going on for the IESA here this weekend. So Alexa Guile steps in. She is 0-1. She struck out back in the second. First pitch to her here. That is high and away for a ball. And it is 1-0. One ball, no strikes on Alexa Guile. She'll be followed by Opie Lowry, then back to the top of the order and Skylar Webster. That pitch is low, and it is 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Guile trying to get on base to lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch. That is high for a ball, and it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. 3-0 on Alexa Guile. 3-0. The pitch. That's a strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Alexa Guile, leading off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1. That is a strike, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2. The count on Alexa Guile, leading off here in the bottom of the fourth inning for South Central. The 3-2 pitch. High ball four. Guile is on with a leadoff walk. So Opie Lowry, she led off last inning with a single, then came around to score. So she steps in here for her second at bat with a runner on at first, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. South Central trailing 4-3. Swinging a pop-up, foul ground. I can't imagine the wind's not going to push that out of play, and it will. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1. No balls and a strike. No balls. One strike on Opie Lowry. Left-handed batter. She digs back in, ready to go. Pitch to her. Low and away for a ball. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count on Opie Lowry. Runner on at first is Alexa Guile. Now Lowry calls time. Steps back out of the box. Now she's back in, ready to go. Weber steps on the pitching rubber. She is ready to go. Her 1-1 pitch. It is high, and it is 2-1. Two balls and a strike. She has missed high quite a bit the last couple of innings. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. 2-1. Popped up. Foul and back off the screen. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. 2-2, the count on Opie Lowry. She digs back in, ready to go. The pitch high, and it's full. Gets away, and the runner will go to second. So Alexa Guile will take second base. And a 3-2 count on Opie Lowry. Weber has struggled a bit with her control this last couple of innings. Leadoff walk, and now a 3-2 count on Opie Lowry. 3-2 on the way. Strike three called outside corner. So one out, and Skylar Webster will be the hitter. Webster walked in the first, had a sacrifice bunt in the third. And steps in here with a runner on at second. And one out. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1 the count on Skylar Webster, leadoff hitter for South Central. She digs back in, ready to go. Runner on at second. The pitch, low, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. That is a tying run at second. South Central trails 4-3. One ball, one strike. Skylar Webster digs back in. She's ready to go. Weber on the pitching rubber. She winds with her next. That's a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runner at second is Alexa Guile. She led off with a walk and went to second. On the steal. Now here is a ground ball out to the shortstop. Long throw across. Gets away. Webster safe on to third, and here comes Guile home, and we're tied at four. So the throw to first got away, allowed Webster to get on. And then all the way around to score is Alexa Guile, and we're tied at four. And the hitter is Claire Chasteen. Swing a little grounder to the second baseman. She throws on to first in time. And there are two gone and a runner at third. So South Central has the lead run now at third with two outs, and the hitter is Kendall Bowen. She's 0-2. She struck out in the first, and catcher caught the pop-up in the third. She's 0-2. First pitch to her here in the fourth is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. On Kendall Bolin. Runner on at third. We're tied at four now. Bolin steps back in. The 1-0 pitch to her on the way. Way high, gets away. Runner is going to come home to score, and South Central takes the lead 5-4. So a wild pitch allows the runner to score from third, and South Central now leads it 5-4. So another very high delivery got away and allowed the runner Skylar Webster to come home to score, and South Central leads it 5-4. The pitch popped up, foul, and out of play. And it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Two and one. The pitch. This is out. Nope, caught the corner, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2. South Central now leads it 5-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-2 popped up. on the infield. The shortstop under it takes care of it, and the inning is over. But South Central puts two runs on the board. They now lead it 5-4 as we head to the top of the fifth. We'll take a break on WKRV.
RDM Designs Custom Cabinetry and Flooring in Altamont is your one-stop design center for any new or remodeling project you have in mind for your kitchen or bathroom. From standard to custom cabinetry, countertops, cultured marble, and tile showers to a wide range of flooring options, the possibilities do not stop there. RDM Designs also does interior and exterior house doors and custom cut and standard wood trim. With years of experience in residential construction and custom cabinetry, you're in good hands with RDM Designs. To get started on your next project, visit the RDM Design Showroom at 101 North Main Street in Altamont and turn your design dreams into a reality.
So back here for the top of the fifth inning. And for the first time today, MVK comes to the plate and they are trailing. So South Central with a 5-4 lead. And it'll be Kendall Slattery stepping in. She walked in the first, singled and scored in the third. MVK had a 4-0 lead, but South Central scored three in the third and two more in the fourth, and they now lead it 5-4. Bruhall's first pitch, swinging a little grounder down to third. Bruhall fields, throws on to first in time, one out. So one out. And Maggie Pfeiffer will be the hitter. She's 0 for 2 on the day. And the pitch to her here is low for a ball. And it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes on Maggie Pfeiffer. 1-0. This is away for a ball. And it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 on the way. Swinging a ground ball back to the pitcher. Ruhall will throw on to first in time, two down. So two out and nobody on, and Lila Wilkinson will be the hitter. She's 0 for 2. She reached on an error in the first and popped out. It was a diving catch back by the screen by Opie Lowry in the third. So nobody on, two down, the pitch. Low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to the plate. That is low for a ball, and it's 2-0. South Central leading 5-4. And MVK, you start to add it up. You're in the top of the fifth. You're down to your last 7 outs now. 2-0 count on the way. High, and it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes on Lila Wilkinson. The pitch, swing, and a miss, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 the count on Lila Wilkinson. Nobody on, two down. Bruhall winds her next. Swinging a ground ball right back to her. She throws on to first in time. 1-2-3 for the first time today goes MVK. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. South Central leads it 5-4. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer.
Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosix.com. That's hosix.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
So back here for the bottom of the fifth inning. And Emmy Ruhal will lead off. She had the big two-run double that got South Central on the board. And she steps in here to lead off the bottom of the fifth with South Central leading 5-4. First pitch to her. Popped up. Foul ground. And it's going to get out of play, and it's 0-1. So Emmy Ruhal is 1-for-2 with that two-run double. And then she came around to score later that inning. South Central put three on the board in the third, two more in the fourth, and they lead it 5-4. 0-1 to her is low for a ball. And it is 1-1. One ball, one strike on Emmy Ruhal. 1-1. Ruhal digs back in. She's ready to go. Pitch to her. Swinging a line drive, base hit into left field. She is 2-for-3. She leads off the fifth with a single. And Bella McDowell will be the hitter. Bella 0-for-1, struck out in the second, and walked in the third. So leadoff runner is on for South Central. As Bella McDowell will step in. This is the IESA Class 1A State Tournament quarterfinals. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, South Central leading 5-4. A win moves them to the semifinals. First pitch here, low and away, gets away. And Emmy Ruhal will take second. But a win will move them to the semifinals tomorrow morning at 9:30. So 1-0 the count, and a runner on at second. 1-0 pitch on the way. He's swinging a ground ball to short. Shortstop will throw on to first in time. Now Emmy Ruhal running for third, and she'll make it in. So good base running. She waited until the throw went through. They get the out at first, and Emmy Ruhal takes third. And she is on at third with one out. So Rylan Williams is the hitter. She is 2-for-2. Singled in the second, singled and drove home a run in the third. Runner at third, one out, the pitch. She takes the strike, and it's 0-1. So a runner at third, one out. South Central leading 5-4, trying to add to their lead. 0-1 the count on Rylan Williams. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to short. Shortstop looks at the runner at third, throws to first in time. Now they're coming home and safe. Emmy Ruhal slides in safely. The ball gets away. South Central leads it 6-4. So South Central extends their lead to 6-4. And Annie Ruhal will step in with nobody on and two down. So South Central now leads it 6-4. Swing and a fly ball in the left, and it's going to drop in for a hit. Gets by the left fielder, and on to second is Annie Ruhal. So runner at second, and Alexa Guile will be the hitter. She walked and scored her last time up. So Alexa Guile will step in with a runner at second and two down. South Central leading it now 6-4. That pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. South Central scored six unanswered. They were down 4-0, coming to bat in the bottom of the third. Scored three in the third, two more in the fourth, and now two more in the fifth. Or one more, I should say, in the fifth to make it 6-4. That pitch was high and away for a ball, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Runner on at second. Two down, the pitch. Swing a little tapper foul, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1 on Alexa Guile. Runner at second. Two down. 2-0 on the way. Swinging a line drive. First baseman had trouble with it. Now she's able to come up with it. Steps on the bag. And the inning is over. But South Central adds another run as we head to the top of the sixth inning. They now lead it 6-4. Take a break on WKRV.
You're never too young to start thinking about sound investing and leaving a legacy. Hi, I'm Chelsea Jolliffe from McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Let us show you how a life policy from Pekin Insurance can meet your needs, no matter what stage of life you're in. Pekin Insurance Company has been helping folks make sound decisions for nearly 60 years. Call MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let's find a plan designed just for you.
So back here for the top of the sixth inning. South Central now leads it 6-4. So 6-4. As it will be Casey Humphrey, Mara Fields, and Gia Rush. To bat for MVK. So their bottom three, 7, 8, and 9, swing and a miss on the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Balls and a strike. Oh and one the count. Pitch to the plate. Fouled out of play. And it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. On Casey Humphrey, leading off here in the top of the sixth for MVK. South Central leading 6-4. That pitch is high, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2. Pitch, low for a ball, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Annie Ruhal steps to the back of the circle. Now she's on the pitching rubber, ready to go with her 2-2 pitch. That is strike three called, and there's one out. So one out. And the hitter will be Mara Fields. She is 0-2 on the day. She steps in here with one out in the top of the sixth. Ruhal's first pitch to her. Tie for a ball. Ruhal has settled in very well. She is retired. The last five she's faced. And South Central went to work offensively. The next swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1. Field steps back in. She's ready to go. The next from Ruhal on the way. That's a strike. Nope, missed outside. Thought it hit the corner. Did not, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1. Pitch. And that misses outside, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Mara Fields. 3-1 pitch on the way. High ball four. She is on with a one-out walk. First base runner since the fourth inning for MVK. And Gia Rush will be the hitter. She's 2-for-2, two singles on the day. First pitch. Swing and a miss, and it is 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1 the count on Gia Rush. Runner at first, one out. The 0-1. Chased one high. Misses, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 on Gia Rush. Runner at first, one out. We're in the top of the sixth inning, South Central leading 6-4. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Second baseman Chasteen with a catch. Throw to first, not in time. And there are two gone. So two out and a runner at first. And the hitter will be Marley Lizzie, the leadoff hitter. She is 1-for-3 on the day. Singled, stole a base, and scored back in the second.
Now batting number 21.
There are two outs and a runner at first. And leadoff hitter steps in for MVK. They're down to their final four outs. Marley Lizzie steps in. First pitch to her. High and away for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Runner on at first is Mara Field. She reached on a one-out walk. She's still there with two outs. 1-0 on the way. Swinging a line drive foul down the left field line. Well, foul. She is way out in front. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. I think we might be bringing in maybe a pinch runner here. I think we are. I think we're going to have a pinch runner come in for MVK. So runner at first will be a pinch runner now. On at first, runner on at first with two down, a 1-1 count on the hitter, Marley Lizzie. A 1-1 the count. Wow. They brought in a pinch runner, and the home plate umpire has now informed everyone in McLean County. They don't have electricity, so they have to yell things really loud here. So the 1-1 on the way. Swing and a pop-up on the infield. Taken care of at third base by Emmy Ruhal, and the inning is over. So a base runner, but nothing across for MVK here in the top of the sixth. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. South Central leads 6-4 here on WKRV. We'll take a break.
St. Elmo Diesel Repair at 2111 East 1850 Avenue in St. Elmo offers many services, including semi-truck and trailer repairs, preventative maintenance, and diagnostics. You can call them at 618-829-2000. At 618-829-2000, you can also find them on Facebook. For any diesel repair work, it's St. Elmo Diesel Repair, 618-829-2000.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
Inning. South Central will step in. They lead 6-4. It'll be Opie Lowry, Skylar Webster, and Claire Chasteen for South Central. They lead 6-4. South Central scored 3 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. They trailed at that time 4-0. They've scored 6 unanswered. As they bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning, they lead it 6-4. The winner moves on to the semifinals at 9:30 tomorrow morning. So back here at 9:30 tomorrow morning for the semifinals, at South Central can hold this two-run lead. So Opie Lowry steps in. She's 1-for-2, singled and scored back in the third. First pitch to her here. This is high and away for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Opie Lowry. Next tour is high, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 the count on Opie Lowry. She digs back in, ready to go, left-handed batter. Next pitch to her from Webster. Misses outside, and it's 2-0. Or 3-0, I should say. Three balls, no strikes. 3-0. The pitch. It's a strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Opie Lowry. She digs back in, ready to go. Whoever winds her 3-1, it's low and away, ball four. So Opie Lowry is on with a leadoff walk. And it will be Skylar Webster. Skylar Webster reached on an error last time, scored on a wild pitch. She also walked back in the first and has a sacrifice in the third. First pitch to her here in the bottom of the sixth is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Runner on at first, Opie Lowry. That pitch is hit her. She is on, so it's first and second with nobody out. So it's first and second, nobody out, and Claire Chastain will be the hitter. Claire Chastain struck out in the first, walked and scored in the third, and grounded out to second in the fourth. And Skylar Webster walks it off a little bit after getting hit by that pitch. She's ready to go. And we are all good to go. First and second, nobody out. Claire Chastain steps in. She's ready to go. First pitch to her. Foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Claire Chastain. Claire digs back in, ready to go. First and second, an 0-1 count on it. Pitch, fly ball. Second baseman drifts back. It's infield fly, but the ball falls in, and both runners move up. So it is infield fly, so there is an out. But both runners move up as the second baseman dropped it. So it's second and third. Yeah, a little bit of confusion, but she is out. It was infield fly, so Claire Chastain is out for the first out of the inning. Both runners move up. You're at your own risk as a runner on the infield fly, and both runners were able to move up when it fell in. So here's Kendall Boland, second and third, one out. The first pitch to her, swinging a ground ball, foul outside third. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike on Kendall Boland. She's 0-3. Struck out in the first, popped out to the catcher in the third, and popped out to the shortstop in the fourth. Second and third, one out. An 0-1 count on the hitter, Kendall Boland. The pitch to the plate. Low and in the dirt gets away, and a run will score. So a run comes home to score. Opie Lowry comes home to score. And South Central now leads it 7-4. Here in the bottom of the sixth, both runners move up. South Central's now scored 7 unanswered runs. Kendall Boland steps in, ready to go. The pitch to the plate, swinging a ground ball by the third baseman, and another run home for South Central. They now lead it 8-4. So another run home, and it's now 8-4 South Central on top. And Emmy Ruhal will step in. She's 2-for-3. So running on at first with one out, still just one out in the inning. Two runs home for South Central. That pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1 and 0 the count on Emmy Ruhal. Runner on at first, one out. Foul back to the screen. And it's 1 and 1. One ball, one strike. Emmy Ruhal doubled, drove home two runs and scored in the third, singled and scored in the fifth. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive, base hit into center field. On around to third is Bolin, and it'll be first and third, one out. So three hits on the day for Emmy Ruhal. And Bella McDowell will step in. So first and third, one out. And now Bella McDowell will step in. She's 0 for 2, drew a walk back in the third. She digs her way in. She's ready to go. Fouled out of play. And it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. 0-1 the count on Bella McDowell. 0-1 the count on Bella McDowell. Runners at first and third with one out. Now Ruhal will go ahead and take second, so it'll be second and third. That pitch was a little high, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. South Central's added two more runs this inning. They now lead it 8-4. The pitch fouled back, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, way high. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count on Bella McDowell. Runners at second and third with a one out. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out, two gone. So two out. And Rylan Williams will be the hitter. She's 2 for 3 on the day. She singled in the second. Singled, drove home a run in the third. And had a ground out RBI in the fifth. And she steps in here, second and third, two down. The first pitch to her is way high for a ball. And it's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes. He pitched to the plate, swinging a ground ball to short. Shortstop gloves, throws in time, and the inning is over. But South Central adds two more runs on. As we head to the top of the seventh inning, South Central leads it 8-4. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Iuka State Bank has been serving Marion and Fayette counties for the past 112 years. They're a true community bank where their customers matter. They have drive-up hours from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to noon, and lobby hours 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Iuka State Bank's Farina location is at 903 West Washington Street, Salem Main Bank at 205 West Main Street in Salem, and the drive-up in Salem at 420 West Main Street, and Iuka's location is at 303 North Main. Check them out online at iukabank.com or on Facebook. That's Iuka State Bank.
Back here for the top of the seventh inning. And South Central leading 8-4. It is Kinley Kruger to lead off for MVK, and she is 3 for 3 on the day. The 1-0. And it is low for a ball, and it is 2-0. Kruger 3-for-3 on the day. Should be followed by Weber and Slattery here in the top of the seventh. South Central leading it 8-4. The pitch, swinging a ground ball to third. Emmy Ruhal gloves, throws, one out. So one out, and Amelia Weber will step in. South Central trailed 4-0 coming to bat in the bottom of the third. And then they proceeded to score in every inning after that and lead it 8-4 with one out here in the top of the seventh. This pitch misses. Oh, hit the corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Weber singled and scored in the first and then grounded two out to first in the second and the fourth. So she's 1-for-3 on the day. She bats here in the top of the seventh. Ruhal's next pitch to her. Swinging a fly ball. Center field. Center fielder over. Makes the catch. Two down. So a catch in center field for the second out. And MVK down to their final out. And it is Kendall Slattery. She walked in the first. Singled and scored in the third. Grounded out to third in the fifth. First pitch to her is low for a ball, 1-0, one ball, no strikes. 1-0, the count on Kendall Slattery. That pitch misses outside, and it's 2-0. 2-0, two balls, no strikes. Ruhal's next pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second. Chasteen on the first in time. And South Central will move on to the semifinals. As they win it 8-4 here today, they'll be back in action at the semifinals at 9:30 tomorrow morning. So South Central trailed 4-0 through the top of the third. They came back, score 8 unanswered runs. And they win it 8-4. The South Central wins it 8-4. And they advance on to the semifinals tomorrow morning.